Tonight, I want you to go to four places in your Bible with me. So get your fingers ready. First, we'll go to Luke chapter 10. Next, we'll go to Matthew chapter 9. John 4. Mark 16. Once you all have marked all your spots and are ready, if you are physically able, stand with me so we can read God's Word. Start in Luke chapter 10. I'll read verses 2 and 3. Bible says, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." Over to Matthew 9, I'll read verses 35 through 38. The Bible says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." John chapter 4, I'll read verses 31 through 38. The Bible says, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye not know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit into life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, one soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men labored, and ye entered into their labors." And over to Mark 16, and I'll read verses 15 through 20. The Bible says, "And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with the signs following." Amen. You know, after today, we have 12 days to our vacation Bible school. 12 days. That means in the next 12 days, as Brother Combs said earlier or last week, we need to pray, we need to prepare, and most importantly, we need to work. And I do not mean only for you to sign up to do something to help in VBS, but please do that. Please sign up and help. It may seem like a small thing, or it may be seem overwhelming, but I guarantee you, it'll be a blessing to our God, it'll be a blessing to our church, and it'll even bless you. You know, last year was a hard summer for me. I worked in the hot, and I was tired, and I didn't get to go home after work. I just came straight to the church and worked on school stuff and worked helping getting things ready for VBS. And that was a great blessing to me. It was a great blessing to me. I was tired and exhausted, but I gave it my all. Church family, there are so many kids out there that need to come to Lighthouse Baptist Church's VBS. Do you know why they need to come to Lighthouse Baptist Church's VBS? Does anybody know? Y'all can answer me. Anyway. Be saved. They need to come because they need to hear the Word of God. There's a VBS going on this week here in Wiley. If y'all have driven through Wiley at all, you've seen the poster. It says, "Let's start the party." It has a boombox on there with a laser lights like it's a rock concert. Who knows what else is on there? I doubt they'll get much of the Word of God. They'll probably have video games to play, fun activities to do, and the Word of God will be watered down. Now, I don't know that for sure, but having a theme like "Let's start the party" and having all these worldly things on it, I don't see them getting the Word of God there. You know, there's parents out there who get angry if two churches have their VBS on the same week. They say, how dare you? How dare you? You need to babysit my kid this week. I need to drop him off for a few hours to get him out of my hair. Now, I know parents need that, especially in the summer, but what are they going to these things for? I guarantee a lot of them are going to these things and the other churches to have fun and not learn about God. Not spend the first part of their summer being told to live for God and to not get into trouble in the summer. Don't be persuaded by the bad kind of friends. There's a VBS closer to my house. The theme is, they want to talk about the outlaw, Jesus Christ. They call Jesus an outlaw. Yet they say that they're a church. But their advertisement was, come and we'll hone our rodeo skills. And then we'll have some teaching about the outlaw, Jesus Christ. Rodeo skills first, and then Jesus Christ. These kids aren't going there to learn from the Word of God. But I know that Lighthouse Baptist Church's VBS, they're going to get the Word of God. They're going to get the Word of God in the main area, in the main gathering. They're going to get it from all the teachers. They're going to get it during the message time. I know they're going to get the Word of God here. And that's what kids need. To be honest, not only kids need that, but adults need it too. So let's invite adults to come out to our VBS. We'd love to have them. We'd love to minister to them. I know they may get something profitable from these other churches' VBSs, but a broken clock is right at least two times a day as well. They might get something profitable once in a while, but they need to get something profitable the whole time they're in VBS. You see, church, we have to win kids early. You know why we have to reach kids early? Because I saw a study or a survey done, and they were asking adults who claimed that they were believers in Jesus Christ, claimed they were saved. They're asking them, when did you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Now, I don't put a whole lot of stock into surveys. Because if you look at every election cycle, the voting never matches the survey. So, I mean, I'll get off that soapbox, but I don't put a stock in them. But this one was interesting. Out of these adults that they surveyed, 6% said that they were saved after the age of 18. So that means 94% of them received Christ before the age of 18. Why is that? You know, before the age of 18, our parents might go to church and they'll bring us with them. We'll drag them, right? Drag them to church. You don't get a choice. But after 18, you know, a lot of things happen. They kind of get some leeway from mom and dad's rules. They get out there into that world. Satan gets a hold of them, starts working on them. And if they haven't been worked on by God before that, they're likely to keep following the path of Satan. But even the Lord said, it's easier for a child to come to Him than an adult. And why is that? Because kids have something called childlike faith. Kids are born with faith programmed into them. They just need to know where to put that faith. They have the faith there. We just need to guide them to Jesus Christ and tell them that He is trustworthy and He is worthy of their faith. As adults, as we get older and older, this world works on us, we lose that childlike faith. And we may know where to put the faith, but faith is lacking in some points, and we need to build that back up. That's why it's important to have a church. Where people can come and we can learn from the Word of God and we can build our faith in our Lord. So this VBS time is a time that we can bring kids who need to know that Jesus loves them and he wants to save their ever living soul. The harvest is plenteous. The harvest is ripe. The Lord needs laborers. There's people out there, as I've been studying and I've seen, and if you just look on the internet for 2 seconds, you'll find it. There's churches out there that will tell you, because my study for junior camp is what is liberty? What is Christian liberty? Okay? Humbling study. Basically, the answer to what is Christian liberty is Christ set us free from the power of sin to serve Him, to become in bondage with Him. But His bondage is easy, and sin's bondage is hard. That's the base level. But there are churches out there that will tell you, God loves you. He saved you already. He'll forgive everything you do afterwards. Don't worry. Have fun. Just do what you want. Go out and drink and just pray. Just pray and ask for forgiveness and it'll be okay. Go out and do every evil thing you can think of. God will forgive you. It's okay. That's heresy. And to make it worse, it makes us look like hypocrites. If we go out to the world and they see us living like the world and we tell them, oh, my Jesus, He can save you. They'll be like, save me from what? You're doing the same thing as me. I think I'm good. You're just like me. I should be all right. It's hard in this internet day, where you can just get anything in the internet at your fingertips. I can find anything I want to this very moment on this thing. And our kids are getting these things younger and younger. Our children. And they don't have people watching what they're doing. Who knows what they're looking for? Who knows what they're looking at? We need to protect our kids. We need to protect the kids of this world and tell them, God's not in that. I think it's time to call out these false churches. Show them love. Get them back on the right path. But we should also tell them they're doing wrong. You know, I have an old friend of mine who's an old friend for a good reason. He's going to a church, and when I see my family members and my friends and the churches that they go to, I go and I read about the church just to see where they're at, to how I can witness to them, where I need to be to get them to come back to the right side of things. This church was saying, we worship God in a relevant way. We don't worship God in that old school way. It's not relevant anymore. We're in a new day. Let me tell you, church. God told us how He wants to be worshiped. God told us how we're supposed to do things. It's all right here. And this book is just as good today as it was 2,000 years ago. Just as good today as it will be in 2,000 years from now if the Lord doesn't come back. This book is always relevant for every part of life. Every part of life. But I shouldn't be surprised. It's been this way since Genesis 3. Now I preached a message to you guys before about yea hath God said. But Satan wasn't only questioning God there. That was a big part of what he did. But guess what else he told Eve? Oh, Eve, God is oppressing you. Oh, Eve, God is holding you back from being what you can really be. Don't let God hold you back. You go and eat that fruit. And he's doing the same thing today. He says those Baptists, those independent fundamental Baptists are holding you back. They're legalists. Don't listen to them. I had another good one in there. Oh, those independent Baptists are holding you back from having fun. Don't you like to have fun? Don't go to that church. They don't have fun over there. Church, how much fun do we have here? We have lots of fun. Good, clean fun. The best kind of fun there is. The devil, kids, listen. I've told you this many times. Listen again. The devil is not a guy in a red suit with a pitchfork comes up and says, "Rawr! I'm the devil and worship me!" Much rather, he's standing in a podium telling you God's holding you back. God doesn't want you to have fun. He disguises himself as an angel of light. You know, the devil loves these doctrinally weak churches. He loves them. Because guess what? Generation after generation of so much weakness in doctrine, everyone in that church will be lost. And he can shake his fist at God and say, "Ha! Look what I did to your church." Don't let it happen to our church. Kids, you need to know that the devil does not play fair. He'll give you everything you want. He'll give you all the fun you want. And he'll give you all of it you want. You keep digging that hole. You keep digging that hole. And you keep digging that hole deeper and deeper. And then guess what? Pulls out the rug from under you and you fall into destruction. Because he doesn't play fair. The kids of this world need to know that he hates them. He wants nothing but to see them destroy themselves. We need to tell these kids that. We need to tell them that going to a church that says, "Oh, God loves you, it's okay. God loves you. That's all God is. He's love." No, God is judgment. As much as he is love. All of God's attributes are the same. And they never change. He loves us, yes. But he also has to punish us for our sins. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ. So that we can have a payment for our sins and we can enjoy the love of God. Kids out there need to know that. That's what VBS is there for. That's what church is supposed to be all the time. But during Lighthouse Baptist Church's VBS this year, we have an opportunity to bring kids in and show them who God truly is. We have an opportunity to set them on the right path, to lead them to the old paths. So, very quickly tonight, I want to go through the steps that we can take to make Lighthouse Baptist Church's VBS wonderful. For the Lord. If we can all participate in these things, I believe that God will not just bless us with the 75 that Brother Combs is praying for, but so many more. So the three things tonight, really quickly, we need to pray, we need to prepare, and we need to pursue. First thing is we need to pray. In Luke chapter 2, in verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, no, Luke chapter 10, sorry, not 2, not the Christmas story. That's for Christmas. Luke chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, "Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." You know, I've really enjoyed this theme this year of prayer. And we've seen wonderful things that God has done through prayer. I feel that God has blessed our church because we've sought Him. In everything by prayer. Let me ask a question. How many of you prayed for our week of soul winning that we had not too long ago? How many of us prayed for that? prayed weeks before, prayed every day during. I prayed. I prayed weeks before and every day during. I was praying and I was asking the Lord, Lord, could we see 10 saved? That would just be wonderful. Lord, can we just see 10? I want to see 10. The Lord blessed us. I don't remember the final number, but it was more than 10. The Lord blessed us because we prayed. You know what prayer does for the soul winner? Prayer will soften the ground as they go out. Pray over an area. Pray for your soul winning efforts. That ground in the heart will get softened. I don't have time to go through the whole parable of the grounds and the seed. But as we pray for our soul winners, as we pray for ourselves as we go out to soul winning, it'll soften the ground of that heart and let that seed be able to take root. Another thing that prayer does for the soul winner is it binds the enemy. It binds the strong man. One of my teachers, Dr. Dennis Coral, has a fantastic message on prayer. It's about binding the strong man. Do you know that the devil distracts people when we're at their door? Because he doesn't want us there. We're on his territory, and he doesn't want us there, and so he'll throw up any distraction in their mind. But if we pray over that area, I believe that God would allow us to have a little bit of favor. Another thing that prayer does for the soul winner, for those who are out inviting people to come to our vacation Bible school, is it gives them the confidence that they need, the boldness that they need. I've noticed every time, if I've gone out soul winning and I didn't pray before I went, I don't have the boldness that I need. But if I've prayed beforehand, God has provided me that boldness. And boldness doesn't mean rudeness, okay? If they're done, just let them be done, okay? Just get that track in their hand, if you can. That helps. But if they are not shutting you down, keep going. Keep going till they shut you down, okay? Don't let a little bit of timidness and just say, okay, I'm going to go to the next step. And I'm going to go to the next step until they slam the door in your face or say, hey, I'm done. Keep going. Prayer will help people out inviting people to VBS and people out soul winning to have the boldness that they need. In the passage in our scripture, Jesus told the people he sent out, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. Guess what? When we're out inviting people to the church, when we're out inviting people to VBS, there's going to be haters. There's going to be scoffers. As 2 weeks ago, I went to somebody's door, he says, yeah, you can just go ahead and get off my property. There was no soliciting sign. There was no trespassing sign. But the dude answered the door, and actually it was my son that was talking to him, so it was a teenage boy talking to him, and he was that rude. There's going to be haters. Don't let them discourage you. Much rather be encouraged by them, because guess what? You're making the devil mad. He doesn't want us out there. He doesn't want us on his territory. Don't be discouraged by the haters. Jesus sent us out as lambs among wolves. The next thing we need to do is we need to prepare. Not only do we need to prepare to set up the gym, get everything ready, the food bought, the food prepared, important stuff. But church, we need to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare spiritually to minister to these kids. We're Christians, right? We're supposed to mimic the Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to become more and more like Him each and every day. Matthew 9, 35 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When we saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Church, there are multitudes of people outside of these doors that are as sheep that have no shepherd. They're wandering about in this world being led by every whim of the devil. And they need people like us who are trying to mimic our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come and show them the great shepherd. They need us, church. They're not going to get it anywhere else. If it's not us, then somebody else, some other church who's not teaching the doctrines of this book are going to come and get them, and they're going to be lost. We have to go find them. We have to prepare our hearts to go and find these kids. I don't think there's any, teachers in here who are teaching at VBS. I wanted to encourage the teachers, saying, teachers, prepare and pray. You know what? We're going to get registrations of every single kid that comes on Monday. Why don't we all ask the preacher or Mrs. Combs, I think she's in charge of the registration, for a list of names that we can pray over them that whole week. I want to encourage all of us to do that. Let's pray for these kids. They need it. Let's pray that God will soften their heart during the messages and that they will get saved. I want to have a VBS that God would be proud of. Any other helpers? I encourage you that this right here goes a long way with a kid. Just a smile. Just the right kind of attitude. Not an attitude of I don't want to be here because I'm tired and I'm worn out of work. But a smile. And an attitude of encouragement to show those kids the God that you love and the God that you serve and why they should serve and love Him. Church, the time to pray, the time to prepare is not next Sunday. It's not next Saturday. It's today. It's tonight. Let's start praying tonight. Let's start preparing tonight for our vacation Bible school. The kids need us. The last thing I want us to pursue. And yes, I said work earlier, but I wanted to make it alliterated. And pursue is close. It's not a stretch. We need to pursue. We get prayed up. We get our hearts prepared. Now it's time to go out and find those people that we can minister to. Praying and preparation don't mean a whole lot until we get the boots on the ground. I didn't give you the title of the message yet. I'm sorry. The title of the message is A Call to Arms. The Lord is calling us to arms for our VBS. He's calling us to go to the highways and hedges. Compel the kids to come in that we can minister to them. In John chapter 4, Jesus, I'm going to paraphrase this. Jesus said, you say that it's going to be the harvest coming. Look now at the harvest. It's ready. And it's ripe. Church, there's a whole harvest out there that's ripe. And it's ready. And all we have to do is go. All we have to do is go. Let me tell you also that the time to go out and invite people to our VBS is not only during our Saturday organized times. I know I had one up here. There's a stack of these on that table over there. I don't want to see one when I leave tonight. I want you all to take some. Give them out to every person you see the next few days. And then Brother Combs will have more on Sunday. And I want him to have to put out more Sunday night when he leaves. And then the next Wednesday, I want them all gone again. I want you to make Brother Combs print more of these, okay? That's the only way we are going to get people to come, is if we saturate the area with invitations to our vacation Bible school. Not because I want to brag about it and say, see, preacher, I preach to the church family and I got them motivated. No, I want the kids to come for God, so they can learn of God, so they can be saved and set on the right path. I don't want to see them. Challenge you, okay? Challenge you. And I'm challenging you tonight, not only because God laid it on my heart on Sunday night, but because I love Him. And this is what He wants. So these next 12 days, let's go out. And let's bring in a huge crowd for our VBS. Let's blow the doors off the gym. Okay? I know we can do it if we pray, if we prepare, and if we pursue. It takes all three. Mark 16:15. We all know that one. Preach the gospel to every creature. They need it. Instead of doing my conclusion, I'm just going to end with my BBS story. Just a quick one. Won't take too long. We'll get out of here. My BBS story isn't glamorous. It wasn't of me going to a VBS as a kid and getting saved or anything like that. I don't remember. My BBS story happened right here in Texas. I was dating my wife. Their family had gone to that church, if you're going to Levon on the right-hand side past the bridge. It was called Bridge Connection at the time. It might be the same thing still. They had a rock band. I know the preacher, and he's not the kind of preacher that I want to be, but I went and helped out with their VBS, mostly because I wanted to impress my girlfriend's mom. I wanted her to think highly of me. I love my mother-in-law. She won't let me forget this VBS. She won't. She always tells me, this was your first step into the ministry. You weren't serving God at this time, but this was your first step. I got to play Pharaoh. And I got to have stickers stuck to me, clothespins hung off me. I was getting the 10 plagues, okay? I got red stuff thrown on me. Guess what? I did it with joy. I was not serving God. I wasn't in a place where I was even thinking about serving God. I just wanted to impress my future mother-in-law. But I gave it my all. And you know what? I think that little step was partially a step into the ministry. I gave my all so that those kids could learn about God. Each and every one of us, adults in this room, can have that effect on the kid. You can give your all at this VBS to make sure a kid can learn about God, and learn about salvation, and learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it. Church, I want to impress God. I also want to impress the preacher, but I want to impress God more. I want to see a bunch of people saved during our VBS. I'm praying for it. Join me in prayer. Join me in preparation. Join me in pursuit.